our understanding, it was such a message we should have been paid for, because the Uganda Bureau of Statistics, which is charged with the duty of doing carrying out the census, was actually given a budget of over 144 billion to run this census. But instead of availing money to media houses to be able to run the campaign, they opted to, you know, go to UCC and have it pushed down to us as the directive, using a clause in the Communications Act which says media houses shall provide free airtime to government to be able to communicate the national functions and national events and emergencies. We do not think this is an emergency. It has taken them 10 years. They knew this was coming. It is something that has been on. They have had contact, and they also have money to run the campaign. So we think they have not been able to use their money appropriately. And if they haven't used the money appropriately, they shouldn't force us to run their campaign for free.
The question is, members of your organization are in the business of informing or educating the public apart from other obligations. What prevents you from being patriotic to educate your listeners or audience about what is happening nationally? This is what some Ugandans are asking.
This country has very little, very few private sector players. So government remains the biggest advertiser. Government remains the biggest business provider. If government does not do business with you, you go bust. Now, for an occasion, an event like this, government actually had money and budget to be able to pay for these messages. So the money has instead been used in other activities without considering the media as a business, because the media houses are business first and foremost. So if there is money to do the activity, taxpayer money, and we are taxpayers, and there's money to do the activity, and you say yes, for all other activities, for printing, for hotels, for fuel, you will pay. But then for media, be patriotic and run it for free. It is very difficult. And our biggest problem is that if we do this, it will set a precedent where all other government organizations and agencies will go to UCC and ask them to give us directives and say, yes, we want to register people in the country for national IDs. It's a national event. It's a very important event. So run it for free. The Electoral Commission, we have elections in a year, they will be able to go to UCC and say, we want to run and to do voter education, run it for free. Yet it has gotten billions and billions to be able to educate and communicate the government's message.
With what you have said, some are suggesting that perhaps you should meet officials at the Uganda Communications Commission to address your concern instead of flat out rejecting their directive.
The response was in response, because they had also not contacted us, they just sent us a letter with a directive. So we responded. But now this afternoon we have had a meeting with the executive director of the UCC, the Honorable Nyobi Tembo, and we have agreed to, one, run only the presidential message on the census, but for all other communication, you both will have to pay for it. Because after all, they had the budget, and instead they are spending the budget on these loudspeakers in townships, which are actually banned by UCC. Because there are some loudspeakers that exist in townships, which make a lot of noise for the public. And it's what the Ghana Bureau of Statistics has been spending on, which we think is a wrong way to publicize any activity. So we have agreed with UCC to run the president's message, starting immediately. But for all other communication, which should be paid for, we have to be paid for.
So that issue has been resolved moving forward now?
We have resolved, yes, and we are moving forward. But the way we have resolved is we shall separate the messages of the president and the other messages, and the other, which are public service announcements and other messages, which we shall then ask the Uganda Bureau of Statistics to pay for if they want us to run them.